Welcome, hustler, player, and swinger. You are now tuned in to the W. James Dennis Podcast. All game, all the time. Soak it up and learn to play. Visit WJamesD.com. And now, the mic is all yours.
Welcome. You are now tuned in to the W. James Dennis Podcast, one of the most diverse podcasts in the world, alongside my blog. Now, on here and on my blog, we cover a wide variety of topics, everything from self-empowerment to business to having a hustler mindset or a wealth mindset. We cover the dynamics between men and women. We cover so-called positive thinking, so-called street knowledge. We also talk about progressing in life, getting the things you want, and so much more. And we do all of this through the perspective of what I call uncommon sense. It's knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that has been kept from many of you. These are the keys that will help you unlock the doors that are preventing you from achieving the level of success you want to achieve in whatever lifestyle you've chosen for yourself. In this podcast, we'll be covering some real game. These podcasts, the Real Game Podcast and the Real Game blog post, are specifically and carefully designed to let you peek behind the curtain, so to speak. Behind the curtain, quote unquote. Let you peer behind the curtain and see what knobs get turned and what levers get pulled. You know, and then all this comes from the perspective of the game, and hopefully through these Real Game podcasts and Real Game blog posts, you'll learn something that you can use in the process to help better your life or to help strengthen a certain aspect of your life. As always, I'm here to answer questions, and if you have one, feel free to email me at wjamesdennis@gmail.com. wjamesdennis@gmail.com. Also, please visit my website, wjamesd.com, wjames, just the letter d.com. You can also sign up for my newsletter, The Uncommon Sense Advisor. Just go to my website, hit that free stuff tab, and toward the top, you'll see the form where you can sign up, and you get other game in there. This podcast I specifically record for subscribers of the Uncommon Sense Advisor, and I also have discounts and specials that I run, and actually I'm running one right now, so if you're already a subscriber to the Uncommon Sense Advisor, please check your email. I sent you something out earlier this week, as a matter of fact. So, now, let's get on with the podcast. You may have noticed that there's no background music for this particular podcast. The reason is because we're going to be talking about communication skills and tonality. And it's very vital that you can hear the tonalities that I'll be using as I demonstrate. Also, before I forget, let me say this before I forget, this is actually part 3 to the art of verbal chess. The first two parts are short blog posts, which can be found on my blog, which is on my website. Matter of fact, I'll put the links to those first two blog posts in the description for this podcast, so you can kind of catch up and see how this verbal chess progresses. We cover different aspects of communication techniques. What I'm going to share with you today is what I teach in my sales training, and also share this with people, associates, and people that I know that may have to give a little speech or making an address in front of a certain number of people or something like that, and they're a little bit nervous, they're a little bit unsure of themselves, that they'll either embarrass themselves or, worst comes to worst, they won't be able to hold the attention of their audience. The skill I'm about to teach you is also very effective in relationships, friendships, romantic relationships. It's effective in business. It's effective in negotiating. It's effective with teaching children. It's effective in presenting ideas. And the list goes on and on and on. Although these are basics, what I'm going to give you, they're just basics. When you understand how they work and why they work, you can use this information to increase your vocal range and the arsenal of your tonalities. You'll have arsenal. Just think of it like a, like a gun cache. You just have all these different guns ready to pull out to use at the right time. So I'm going to give you two basic tonalities. And tonalities are extremely important because they help you communicate to someone at two levels at a single time. You'll be communicating on two levels at a single time. You'll be speaking to a person's conscious mind and subconscious mind. We're going to be dealing in verbal communication and subcommunication. Some people label subcommunication as meta communication. As many of you know, I don't care too much what you label things. What's important is that the information is getting across. The information is what's important. But I mention these labels, I mention these names, so if you want to, if you desire to, and you start going and doing further research into what I'm talking about, you have a place to start. You get it? You got it? Good. So, let's get into it. First point, tonalities. What are they? Tonalities are the tones you use when you're communicating with someone. It includes the inflections in your voice and the emphasis you place on certain syllables of your words. If you ever listen to motivational speakers, talk show hosts, radio show hosts, comedians on stage, singers, rappers, even religious leaders, they all have mastered their tonality. Tonality is important because it creates what's called, like I mentioned before, a subcommunication. Subcommunication is what is picked up by the subconscious mind. So when you say something with a certain tone, a person will be able to pick up on what's implied. Not just what you're saying, not just your word choices, but also what's implied behind those words. Let me give you an example. Now, I can say, "Hello, how are you doing today?" When I bring my tone up toward the end of the sentence, it implies that I'm friendly. It implies I'm interested and that I'm attentive. But let's use the exact same words, but change the tone. Exact same words, but we're just going to change the tone. "Hello, how are you doing today?" Now, like I said, I was going to use the exact same words, but I wanted to change the tone. But what is the subcommunication? In our second example, the second time I said that sentence with a different tone, did I sound like I even cared how you responded? Did I sound interested? Probably not. I probably sounded uninterested. I sounded kind of nonchalant, like I'm just going through the motions. So, same wording, but an entirely different feel. And this feel from what is being said is the biggest part of sub-communication or meta-communication. Now, there are tonalities that sub-communicate. In this lesson, we're going to only cover two main ones. These are very easy, they're very simple, and with a little effort and practice, you can master these two basic tonalities, and honestly, might take you a day, maybe two. Some of you that are a little bit more comfortable with your communication skills will probably learn it and be able to master it in a couple hours. So the two tonalities that we're going to work with in this podcast are rising and falling. The rising tonality is what you'll usually hear when people... let me give this example. You'll hear this a lot in customer service. Every sentence a person in customer service says, they kind of rise up. Their tonality rises up. So, let's say you walk into a retail store, like a shoe store, a clothing store, something of that nature, and the staff greets you. So, they might say something like, "Hello, welcome to Sparkles." I don't know where Sparkles came from. Let's just roll with it. So, "Hello, welcome to Sparkles." So, the tonality rises toward the end of the sentence. "Hello, welcome to Sparkles." The tonality rises. So this rising tonality is a sub-communication. It shows interest. It shows friendliness. It shows that the person that's supposed to be listening, that, hey, I'm here for you. So, also, what's ironic about this particular tonality is that it's almost ignored sometimes because of what it actually subcommunicates, which is I'm friendly and I'm interested. And a lot of people take that, especially in a retail environment, they take that as like, okay, they're trying to get me, they're trying to sell to me. So people can get kind of defensive. But there are other circumstances and other places where that upward or rising tonality is very effective. So now, let me say the same exact greeting, same exact scenario. We're in the retail store, and we're being greeted by one of the staff members. But this time, we're going to use a falling tonality. All right? We're going to track down or bring our tonality down toward the end of the sentence. So, we have, "Hello, welcome to Sparkles." You see how the tonality falls toward the end of the sentence? It just makes it feel different, doesn't it? It's the same exact words, but you hear it differently. It's not bright. It's not cheery. It's more like a kind of, whatever. No big deal. Kind of this white, I just don't care attitude. I'm just here attitude. Let me repeat it. "Hello. Welcome to Sparkles." In that example, a falling tonality is not implying what we really want. If we're in a retail environment, and I'm just using retail as an example, it's the first thing that came to mind. If we're in a retail environment, you know, we should be friendly. We should be upbeat. We should be a little enthused. Don't you agree? So we want to use that rising tonality. We want to kind of hit or impress upon the customer that we're greeting. Very important. Now let's move on to a different example. This time, a rising tonality is actually going to imply the wrong meaning for what we want, while our falling tonality is going to better convey the meaning we want. The tonality that you choose to use depends on the situation you're in. Always does. And it also depends on who you're talking to. If you're talking to a stranger, you generally want to use a rising tonality instead of a falling tonality. But it depends on the situation. This is a good example. So, let's say I'm walking down the street, and I see a very attractive woman. So, I go up to her, and I introduce myself. Now, we're going to use a falling tonality. A falling tonality. "Hello, I saw you, and I just had to come introduce myself. I'm James. And what's your name?" Now, that's two separate sentences, so the tonality falls toward the end of each sentence. Using a falling tonality here is important because when I'm trying to sub-communicate, and what am I trying to sub-communicate? I'm not trying to come off bright, happy, and cheerful. Okay? This is a strange woman. I think she's attractive. I'm not trying to come off like, you know, the world is just golden and I'm a happy-go-lucky type of guy. Now, that might be you. That's not me. So, also, we're not trying to sell her anything. Although some people would argue that, you know, we're trying to sell ourselves and, you know, whatever. But we're not in a retail store. I'm not trying to sell this woman a pair of shoes or a coat. You follow what I'm saying? A falling tonality here is taken as intensity. Now, although we're using a falling tonality, and this can come off as kind of being like nonchalant, like, "I would really like to know your name, but it's really no big deal." When you add in eye contact, and a warm, sincere smile. This falling tonality can be very intense. It almost comes off as a very subtle command. Now, again, let's flip this. Let's look at the other side of the coin. Let's take the same words and use a rising tonality. Hello, I saw you and I had to come introduce myself. I'm James, and what's your name? Those words almost take on a different meaning, right? I sound enthused and interested and friendly, and that's all fine. But, to a certain extent, I come off like everybody else. Like, you know, please listen to me. Please accept me. Please tell me your name. It's almost like I'm asking instead of commanding. Although, technically, yes, I am asking a question. Technically, I am asking a question, but, and here's the but I want to issue a subconscious command instead of a subconscious demand. A subconscious command instead of a subconscious demand. And the difference is very subtle. But if done properly, it kind of sets the tone of the coming conversation. So let's go a little level deeper so you can understand why you might want to use a falling tonality like the example above. Let's look at the word secret. The word secret. Now let's think about the subcommunication of that one word, secret. Now, we're not so much worried about the word's definition. What we're concerned about is what the word implies. Secret. Secret is something that not everyone is supposed to know. It's something that's only supposed to be shared between you and another person, or maybe a very small group of people. Correct? Now, if that is what a secret implies, if I see, let's say I have a friend named Kevin, and I see Kevin across the room, and I say, "Hey, Kev, come here. I got a secret to tell you, bruh." My tonality doesn't match the subcommunication of what I'm really trying to say. Secrets aren't supposed to be yelled. They're supposed to be whispered. They're supposed to be quiet. They're supposed to be shared between a small group of people. So here I am yelling for Kevin and trying to get him to come over and saying, "I have a secret to tell you." The tonality doesn't match what I'm trying to imply. It doesn't match the subcommunication. So, this is more effective. "Hey, Kev, come here. I got a secret to tell you." Once again, the same exact words, but an entirely different meaning. And why? It's because of the tonality. If you can match your tonality with what you're trying to subcommunicate, you double the impact of what you're saying. Again, what you're verbally saying is taken in by a person's conscious mind, and the tonality is taken in by the subconscious mind, and it's translated by that person's mind as a subcommunication. What's going on behind the scenes? Let me give you another example. My mind's just there today. First thing that popped into my head is kind of a romantic situation, so I'll just run with it. So let's just imagine that you're a man, and if you're already a man, then good for you. But if not, let's just imagine that you're a man, and you're at home, and you're dating this gorgeous woman, and you've invited her over for a romantic evening. So, you cooked a nice meal, you got the candles all laid out, right? You got the wine, you got the lights dimmed, you got the music playing in the background. In other words, you're trying to create a certain mood. So now you're sitting across the table from your lady, right? It's important that we maintain the mood. We spent all this time externally creating a certain mood, so we want to match our communication and match our verbal communication, excuse me, with our subcommunication to go along with that mood. We don't want to disturb the mood. So, dinner's going well, and, you know, toward the end of the meal, y'all having a little small talk and something like that, and then you might just come off and kind of motion over to the girl, kind of wave your hand and say something like, "Damn, you're looking so gorgeous. Come here, girl." Falling tonality. It's intense, it's kind of passionate, it's very serious, and it also, most importantly, it doesn't break the mood. Now, let me say the same thing again with a rising tonality. "Damn, you're looking gorgeous. Come here, girl." Now, honestly, in this particular situation, keep it real, in this particular situation, which one sounds better? Learn and experiment with these basic two tonalities, the rising and the fall. The rising and the fall. Experiment with these and start to use them and implement them when you're in a situation that warrants it, which actually, surprisingly, is very, very often throughout a single day, if your eyes are open. Now, there are, of course, other tonalities, such as aggressive. There's also passive. There's also dismissive. But let's just focus on, there's actually more than that, many, many more. But let's just start with the two. If this all this information is new to you, just start with the two. Just start with the rising and falling. Grab a novel. You can grab a couple pages of a movie script, which you can find movie scripts or sections of movie scripts online, by the way. It's real easy. Get yourself in front of a mirror. Don't be scared. And just read the dialogue. Don't worry about all the other stuff. Just read the dialogue. You might even want to record yourself if you have the capability. Most phones have some type of recording. And just record yourself. Practicing tonalities. You might want to go through one line and use a rising tonality. And then you might want to go through and then same exact line, but use a falling tonality. Rising tonality or a falling tonality. And this will help increase your vocal range. And once you get that down, you can also start to implement how you can emphasize certain words, use certain pauses between certain words, and kind of play with it and experiment with it until you can find your own style, something that reflects you as a person. You don't want to sound like a robot. You want to sound like you, but you just are improving your communication skills. As you're going through each line, just remember what you are trying to sub-communicate for that particular line. You want to think about the tone of the dialogue and what tonality, what emphasis, and what pauses between words work best to convey whatever that particular line is. Like I said, just start with the tones, rising, falling, and then start working in emphasis. Start working in pauses and practice in front of a mirror, like I said. And if you can record yourself, some people hate hearing themselves recorded, and I understand, I used to be the same way. But practice, it is very effective. That was a falling tonality. So anyway, I just wanted to leave you all with that, give you a little bit of help, because some people, I actually get a lot of questions about how do I improve my communication, and how do I do this, how do I do that. So this is just tonality. It's an important skill to have, and like I said, it can be mastered very easily. The most difficult part is consciously, while you're speaking to someone, because some people get so caught up in what I want to say next, this is what I want to say, I can't wait till they stop talking so I can say this, that when they deliver what they need to say, then they don't necessarily think of their tonality, especially when they're trying to communicate something very important. They don't think about that. So learning it is easy. Implementing it into into your everyday conversational routine, that does take some practice. That does take some work, because you have to constantly and consciously remind yourself about it. But anyway, we'll go ahead and end that podcast here. I do appreciate your time, as always. Again, you can visit my website, www.wjamesd.com. And if you have any questions about anything, email me at wjamesdennis@gmail.com. I hope you learned something, and I'll be back. I'm out.